You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me. In this episode, I'm chatting with Ian Salmon. Ian is not only a long-term contributor to the Anfield Wrap, but he's also a playwright whose shows have been put on in many of Liverpool's theatres. I was personally at Girls Don't Play Guitars at the Royal Court in Liverpool, which was an absolutely fantastic show. I often skit Ian on Anfield Wrap shows for being old, largely because he's older than me, and that's becoming less and less common for people I deal with nowadays. But it was nice of Ian to play to type with his very first answer.
My first memories are really, really vague. I believe I saw Ian St. John and Roger Hunt play together.
Right.
Possibly in a reserve game, which would probably be about 69, 70. But I don't know for sure. I've never checked to see whether it actually happened or not. So it's not there as a memory. I'm not one of those people where, you know, my wife remembers vividly the first time her dad took her to Cuddeston. She remembers walking up the steps. She remembers getting to the top of the steps and seeing the green grass for the first time ever. And her dad saying, "That's the greenest grass you're ever going to see in your life." She remembers that absolutely vividly. I don't remember anything like that. I vaguely remember having a packet of crisps. I vaguely remember running round what I think was the Annie Road, but not paying a great deal of attention to the football. I think I was just that bit too young, and I didn't embrace football as early and as innately as our Keith and Kevin did. They're both more football-oriented than me. I do, though, remember vividly. I vaguely also remember being taken to see Marine as well for a proper game.
Right.
Because that's our end of town, obviously.
Yeah.
So they'd be in our end. I think that probably would have been while we're still living in Bootles. That, again, would be 69 to 70, because we moved to Fazakerley in 70, late 70 Christmas. But I do vividly remember Charlie George scoring in 1971 against us in the FA Cup final on TV.
Right, okay.
And never forgiven him for it.